1-800-947-7745.
Ban on deep water drilling has been lifted, so the moratorium killed. But what does it all mean? Is it too late? And will it, in fact, kickstart some in the economy, some of the wallets anyway, of the folks that are suffering in that economy in the Gulf Coast, which everybody forgets about? Because now all the big headlines, the sexy headlines about the oil spill and the hotels and the restaurants, that's all gone. Once that leaves, people forget about it, and it's become kind of a death zone. I'll explain. Hey, everybody, my name is Kate Delaney. This show is America Tonight. Right coast, left coast, and all those flyover states in between, we love you all the same. And, you know, we're getting closer to the weekend. That's the good news. Yay. If you have a regular weekend. Anymore, we're working on cockamamie all over the place, right? That's America. And then you're told when you're working all these crazy hours that you're supposed to be grateful. Boy, I've heard that from a lot of people who either they're underemployed or they're employed, but they're doing the job of five people. We got to get it right. We got to straighten out this economy. And there's a couple of things that are on the table that I think will kill the economy, including the Bush tax credits expiring, because it will affect a lot of people. The child care credit gets cut, the marriage penalty kicks in, and everybody's tax bracket goes up. There's this wild misunderstanding of what it means, because the second you start to say, well, let the rich people pay for it, and it's the rich cronies, they were the ones who got the breaks. No, it was everybody. Everybody felt that across the board, and for some reason, that got lost in the sauce. And the tax credits expiring is getting lost in this whole re-election bid as everybody headed for the hills, because November 2nd is coming up pretty soon here. You have all the House seats up, 37 Senate seats. Will we see some big changes? Boy, I don't know, but I sure hope we see something change in Washington, because in my lifetime, this has been absolutely, hands down, the most complaining, the most anger that I have ever heard, regardless of if I was doing this show or not. A couple of things happened while you weren't aware of it. In other words, while you were living your lives, some of the big fat headlines that came out on the day, on Tuesday, included this judge halting Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the gay military ban. It kind of came out of left field, if you will, because if you remember, the Pentagon and the Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, was asking for a little time because they were polling, trying to get surveys back from everybody they could in the military, trying to figure out, okay, we want it repealed, but you can't just repeal it overnight because all these things have to happen and we got to make sure that XYZ is in place. And then there were a lot of military people who thought it shouldn't be repealed. So while people weren't looking, or at least the Justice Department wasn't looking, a federal judge issues this worldwide injunction stopping the enforcement of that policy. So it effectively, at least temporarily, ends the 17-year-old ban on openly gay troops. So gay rights organizations are happy, but do they realize what this district judge, Virginia Phillips, in this landmark ruling has done? And you know, what's being said is she's the hero because she's doing what Obama and Washington politics couldn't do. So the upshot of this is the Department of Justice, the attorneys have 60 days to appeal it, and they could just let it ride. But I understand at the Pentagon, they are on fire. They are fuming over this, very worried about how this could even be administered in the first place. I think at this point now everybody knows what Don't Ask, Don't Tell is. It basically forbids the military from asking about the sexual orientation of any service member. but bans those who are gay from serving openly. This kicked in under the Clinton administration in 93. And so if somebody was serving in any uniform across the board and they acknowledged being gay or they were discovered in engaging in a relationship with somebody, even in the privacy of their houses off the base, that they could be discharged as a result of it. And everybody knows, let's be honest about that, if somebody knew somebody was in a relationship, they didn't say anything. It was only when, I think for the most part, there were a couple of people who got stuck and thrown under the bus in this, but for the most part it was when you had somebody in the military who came forward and said something or whatever, but there was like a blind eye. It was sort of an unwritten rule. I've talked to many, many people in the military, and that's kind of, it's not kind of, it is for the most part what happened. You could argue that there were some terrible things that happened, fine, but the bottom line is right now at the Pentagon, they're in a tizzy over this because they don't know how they're going to turn this over that quickly, and feeling that some of what they've gotten back in the surveys does not support this. So does it become an even bigger, more blown up issue? Probably. For now, though, this will stand because it'll benefit some of the Democrats who are trying to get reelected. That's probably what's going to happen here. In the meantime, speaking of getting reelected, one of the things that has so many people upset and concerned is the fact that with this new health reform kicking in, it's another thing that is starting to become a reality. A lot of people will see their premiums go up, and some of those people are people on fixed incomes, so they're not happy with what's going on with government, and they're not happy with the size of the government. For very specific reasons, the healthcare debate has not stopped. A lot of people are still debating over what's going to happen with the insurance companies and whatnot. Here's a couple of different takes on those very subjects. Senator Richard Burr, a Republican from North Carolina, and Senator Russ Feingold, a Democrat from Wisconsin. Take a listen.
If, in fact, you believe that this country's headed in the right direction, if you're supportive of a government that costs too much and that's too large, then I'm not your candidate. If you believe that our government needs to be downsized and we need to figure out how to get more bang for our buck from a standpoint of your tax dollars, then I'm asking for your support.
Mr. Johnson says we should have just passed individual bills to deal with all these problems. Guess what? We tried to pass all these things individually, and the insurance companies killed every single one of them. They've killed the ability of us to make sure that over a million Wisconsinites are protected from being denied a coverage because of a pre-existing condition. By putting in this bill, we've got the protection.
All right, I'm going to say that there are going to be people that are going to be surprised, same thing, with what's going to happen with premiums, and I think there's also going to be some people who are going to take a gamble on their health. A lot of the people that are going to get stung are those who are on the fixed incomes, not realizing that they're going to suffer a little bit of those increases, maybe up to 7-8% or more. And now with Social Security, that's, you're not getting the cost of living increase there. So I guarantee there's people that are listening to my voice, whether you're on the younger end of the spectrum or the older end of the spectrum, you're affected by this. Hang with us. We're kicking it down the road next on ATN.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy three, get one free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for checking us out. Maybe you left the flying saucer guy, although good old George is good to talk about a lot of the things that are happening when it comes to aliens and predators and all that stuff. And you know what? Occasionally we veer into that UFO zone. But right now we are firmly planted on terracotta. So I'm glad you found us. You know, every once in a while, we need to lighten the load, because you think of the heavy things. I mentioned this at the top. The drilling moratorium now has been lifted. So what's the upshot of that? Well, you have companies that are ready to roll, but then it becomes a question of, okay, they've got to get all the permits in place. And sure, we know the regulations are now tweaked and are a little bit stricter. Will anybody be drilling before the end of the year? And the answer to that is probably not. But because there was so much blowback as to hundreds of people who had their livelihood shut down thanks to the BP oil spill, the thing that I think Ken Salazar was told to do is, well, lift the ban, because by the time everything happens anyway, it, you know, we're past the election and we're into a new year. So Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu, who's a Democrat, is blocking a Senate vote to confirm President Obama's choice of Jacob Lew to head the Office of Management and Budget until the moratorium was lifted or significantly eased. So things started to happen, and that was one of them, because she was key in the vote count. So suddenly there was this news conference, and the Interior Secretary, Salazar, decided to discuss the suspensions on the deep water drilling. And the reason why is there's been massive pressure from the oil and gas industry and Louisiana and Mississippi, the region, the political leaders and businesses, to lift that moratorium on the grounds that it's thrown the workers off their jobs. It's totally destroyed the economy that people are forgetting now. But the moratorium caused up to 12,000 job losses in that Gulf area. That's a lot to try to absorb. And the moratorium happened following the April 20th oil spill, which we know was the largest in our history. And Robert Gibbs announced that the government was close to having the plans in place to lift the ban. And sure enough, Ken Salazar did that in the afternoon. So, wah, 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 you move ahead. That's the yada, yada for me, or the blah, blah, blah. And it means that there's these new requirements to drill these exploratory wells. They're going to have to prove they have the steps in place to contain a worst-case scenario. Basically, that's your major deal. So it's not going to expire November 30th. The good news is it's lifted now. But you're still in this, what they call, de facto moratorium stage until the government explains how new drilling permits are going to be issued. So here's the deal. It was sort of a sleight of hand, kind of a three-card Monty. The oil moratorium has been lifted. Oh, but we still don't have in place what you need to know about the new drilling permit. So nobody is going to get back on the platforms anytime soon. That's the bottom line. So the offshore oil industry is still very much in the dark because they don't know. It means the end of the year, at least for all the requirements and the permits. And it just sounds good, though, because you hear it and you think, well, okay, well, that's good. At least they'll be a little bit ahead of schedule, which they would be, because even if it's next year, it would be theoretically a little bit faster. But it doesn't mean what the headline tells you it means. It's lifted, but it doesn't change anyone's livelihood, at least not right now. All right, let's head off to some of this crazy, wacky, what I like to call news you can abuse sort of stuff. And first we're going to go to Cooksville, Tennessee. I guess somebody had a case of the munchies, and what happened is the Tennessee store clerk reported finding a small baggie of pot in with the candy and the gum. The clerk, well, called the cops, and they came and they responded to the Pilot truck stop. Boy, I've been to some of those in the past. The store employee didn't know how long the weed was there who left it, but right now we know where it is. It's in the evidence vault at the station house. So they probably did get the munchies, and they accidentally left the pot in when they were putting their hands in to grab candy or gum, I'm assuming. All right, how about this one? Don't mess with somebody who is armed and agitated and a little bit older. That's probably the lesson that a would-be bandit has learned the hard way from an Oregon gas station attendant. Here's what happened. A masked man walked in and demanded cash. 75-year-old Dan McLeonard says he was scared as the robber threatened to kill him, but he said he figured he could take the guy when he saw his weapon. His weapon was a small wrench. He grabbed a broomstick, hit the man several times. A co-worker says he's a pretty salty old guy. Police are still looking for the suspect, but he didn't go after him with that wrench. He thought he would stand down, so then he just skedaddled right away. You know, sometimes that's that split-second decision where somebody says, give me all your money, or, you know, empty out the cash register, give me your wallet, your jewels, whatever, and you decide, I can take this person or I'm going to take a stand because I just won't do it. If you're somebody who's been victimized a couple of times, and it does occasionally work in your favor, but then there are the times when it doesn't work in your favor. There was a woman at a place where I was living who, in a town I was living in, an older woman who said, I'm sick of this. I'm not going to give up. I've worked my whole life. I'm not going to give up my money. A criminal came up, tried to accost her, said, give me your money, put the gun, you know, stuck the gun out. And she wouldn't do it. She refused. She said, you're going to have to shoot me then. I don't care. She said these words, I don't give a damn because I've worked too hard and this is for my grandkids and whatever. So whatever little money she had in her purse or credit cards or whatever, it was more about I'm taking the stand. And sure enough, he shot her. He didn't take the money or do any of that, but he shot her in the head. The good news of this story is she did survive. She took the stand. She survived, but I'd say that was a lucky woman because that's a very big, big risk, to say the least. All right, how about this California woman who was in an ultralight aircraft? You've ever seen any of those things? And she got entangled in some live power lines. The California Department of Forestry and Fire says she spent 2 hours, 20 feet off the ground. Rescue crews had to wait until the power was shut down completely before she could be safely lowered. She wasn't hurt. That's the good news. And they say, luckily for the pilot, no metal on the paraglider came in contact with the power lines, because if they had, she might have been electrocuted and probably would have been right away. The aircraft, it was kind of like, if you think of an ultralight aircraft, I don't know if you've ever seen them before, they're kind of like go-karts in a way with wings. They look really cool, but I don't know if I would ever get in one and try to take that, try to pilot that down. I think it looks pretty cool, but if I was going to take some of the riskier things in flying, I don't know, balloons still are risky, believe it or not. I'd probably do the balloon thing before I'd even attempt the ultralight fly deal. I'd rather just watch it come down than get stuck in the power lines or get stuck in the trees somewhere or whatever. But bravo, she did get out of it unscathed. Maybe the nerves a little bit raw. Happened, by the way, at the Lake of the Pines, cool place in Cali.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Well, it's now party and confused, because lately you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, bad has got to hold on you.
Well, you have to really hand it, I think, to Vanita for being so open about what happened with her son and hopefully helping somebody else with what she is able to do when she speaks to PTA groups and schools and, you know, anyone who will have her, basically, to try to get the word out about the red flags and the lists and the things to look for, because I think she's dead on about that. The fact that for so long, first of all, mental health was just shoved out into the background. Now, at least it's in the forefront, but especially with teenagers, in trying to find a way to make sure that they've got that lifeline, that they're okay when they say they're okay, that they really are, and they're not just telling you that. You know, it's really a thin line and very tough, having no experience with this, but talking to other people like Vanita, it's very tough to be able to know if that in fact is the truth. And she just pours her, you can tell she just pours herself into this, which I think is tremendous, because I guarantee there's people out there who have heard her, who she is helping, that now have a better understanding of what's going on with their children and somebody who might be troubled in their family. Now, part of having her on, it's interesting, it kind of coincides with the fact that you've got Senator Lautenberg from New Jersey, who, and of course this is in light of what happened at Rutgers University, is saying that colleges should have a code of conduct that forbids bullying and harassment. The problem is pretty tough to enforce that, because then you would be dealing with, well, okay, where's the line? And, you know, there would have to be, I think, very strict student handbook rules that would apply in certain situations. Because I guarantee the roommates, stupid and pathetically, what they did was just flat out wrong. But did they think that they were going to drive him to the George Washington Bridge and he was going to kill himself and end his life because of it? I don't think so. Still, it was wrong, and they need to be charged with this, especially with the invasion of privacy. That's where they can really, I think, get the two, the one roommate and the cohort who was part of it. I think they can nail them on it, and this will be big to see where this ends up, because this goes along with bullying and technology and all that sort of stuff. And there's a new survey out that actually has found that while technology has become so intertwined with college students and their crazy lives, being always connected, especially at college, comes at an often high cost. And that was a prime example of it. I don't know what other colleges will do. I know that Rutgers is seriously looking at trying to add something to the handbook so that they don't get in this situation again. You don't have students taping something and other students doing that in their privacy that they wouldn't want out there, that is no one's business, that suddenly becomes news and people start talking about it. So we move from that very serious, sad thing that's happening in a couple of instances across the country to what we first started talking about on America Tonight, besides the rescue of the Chilean miners. There's already one miner who's been pulled after 68 days, and now they're working on the rest of them, so there's 32 left, 32 to go. But I also mentioned this deep water moratorium, the drilling, and the fact that now it's been lifted, and whether or not it's because of politics. Because hundreds and hundreds of people are slammed without any of that do-re-mi in their wallet. It's just moths that are coming out of their wallets, you know, literally because of this disaster that happened back in April and just now, what within the last month ended. The lifting of the moratorium, the timing is sketchy. And the reason, I think part of the reason that it happened is because of the pressure that Salazar was feeling from those that are running and trying to get reelected, because of course it's going to affect some of the results. But the bottom line is, who benefits from all of this? Here's what the Interior Secretary had to say earlier in the day.
There will always be risks associated with deep water drilling, but we have now reached a point where we have significantly, in my view, reduced those risks. I appreciate that in the last few months, the oil and gas industry has committed $1 billion to develop its blowout containment capabilities, and BP is contributing its equipment to that effort under an agreement that BP has made. I have decided that it is now appropriate to lift the suspension on deep water drilling for those operators that are able to clear the higher bar we have set.
All right, so what's the main thing, this higher bar? The higher bar, simply as it was explained to me, is one of the obvious things that I think anybody off the street would know is part of this. The operators of these platforms have to show that their proposed development and exploration plans can deal with potential blowouts and undergo detailed inspections and even design reviews of blowout preventers by an independent third party. The other thing is, so thinking about that, that's going to take time for some of these companies anyway to be in full compliance of that. But some of those permits will be resumed and drilling will start, I'm sure, as fast as they can get it going. Because I guarantee a lot of those companies, they knew this and they're way ahead of the curve on it. And they're not going to approve permits without all that information that's now required by some of these new rules. So now you got a Democrat like Senator Mary Landrieu from Louisiana, who's been a massive critic of the moratorium from the get-go. She knows which side her bread is buttered on, trust me, having grown up there, been there, watched this whole thing unfold. And she's saying that Tuesday's announcement at least is a good step in the right direction, but there's more help that has to happen for the oil and gas industry to get back to work because it's still crippled. So you got to accelerate the granting of permits in shallow and deep water and provide more clarification about the rules and regulations because there's still some things that aren't really quite clear. What I said to you in a nutshell is the gist of it. The blowouts, having a way to deal with it, the detailed inspections, the third party, okay, whatever, that makes sense. But how fast do the people get back to work is the key to some politicians keeping their jobs. You want to talk to someone who is more than hot over what's happened since April and the handling of it. And here we are, you know, 6 weeks out of everything being capped off. Talk to anyone in Louisiana, and especially certainly along that Gulf Coast region. Even if you look to the panhandle in Florida and talk to some of the people there and in Mississippi, because it's been a killer. It has been a killer in so many areas of their lives. So it's about kickstarting everything. I mean, kickstarting it. And how can you 100% say, let's say to an environmental group, has enough been done to prevent another rig explosion or a spill like the one that took place with BP? And you know what? There is no 100% in any of this. Who gets 100%? Nobody. It's like when we talk about terror. I don't care what plots and plans and what's in place and what's happening at the airport and what's happening with the very lame, often after the fact, Homeland Security. Oops. There's no 100% in this game, and there's no 100% in the oil and gas game either. Now, the Republican governor, Bobby Jindal of Louisiana, is saying the moratorium should have been lifted sooner, and he's right. And he's also worried that all these bottlenecks in the permit review process have really resulted in only shallow water drilling. Because overall, that moratorium hit 36 different companies. Half were able to continue some of the work anyway, because they were digging relief tunnels that capped the broken wells, so they got involved in that. So lifting this moratorium means applications for 18 specifically exploratory wells can move forward. So they move another piece forward on the board. And still, it's all those things we said. They have to, you know, meet the regulations and whatnot. So they're going to be taking applications for drilling. They're going to have to process the applications under this now a little bit altered road map that's been dug up or created or whatever, dreamed up in the last 6 months. So the question is, how quickly do some of these companies get back to work? And like I said, some of them will be able to jump on it pretty quickly. But others are still going to have to scurry around trying to meet these new requirements. So Jindal is right. This should have happened sooner. Should have happened sooner. But at least they lifted it. So if it's a month ahead of schedule, if it's 2 months ahead of schedule, whatever it is, it's something for the people whose livelihoods have been slammed and shut down for months. Can you imagine this? Suddenly, you have like a 6 month hiatus from your job and you really have to go and scramble and fend for yourself in some cases to try to make up that money. Like you might get a check here and there, but it's not guaranteed money, so it's not every 2 weeks, it's not any kind of pay schedule, and you're having to beat up a big company to prove, okay, I would normally get X, Y, Z. Yeah, that would be rough. You don't want to go through that, and some of you have gone through that, so you know what it's like. It's like looking for a job, but you don't have any of that extra cash in the bank to live on. It's rough. Coming up, we've got Weekend Counts next.
less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change T will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Cliphanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Cliphanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Cliphanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Cliphanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Cliphanger. Cliphanger is thin and simple, has a 1-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Cliphanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Cliphanger and the Cliphanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Cliphanger today.
Sarah Palin. Some of you love the new Cotton Lady. Others of you can't stand her, but boy, she can raise money. The former Alaska governor raised more than $1.2 million for her political action committee during the last quarter. The financial disclosure, you know, they filed this stuff that was filed on Tuesday by her Sarah PAC, that's what they call it, shows the 2008 VP candidate and potential 2012 presidential contender, she's playing coy on that, spent about $1 million during that time, most of it for consulting in areas like coalitions and media and all that kind of stuff, finance, international affairs. She also gave money to about 15 candidates, including $10,000 to some U.S. Senate hopefuls, Christine O'Donnell of Delaware and a few others. She contributed $10,000 to Joe Miller, who's the big-time Tea Party political upstart, if you will, in Alaska, who upset U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski in the Republican primary and is trying to turn back Murkowski's write-in candidacy that she's been pounding to the ground. So he got his first $5,000 during the primary. It showed up on Palin's previous filing, just for your information. But the key of telling you this is just, wow, that's pretty good money, $1.2 million, and she's dishing it out and helping a few of her friends and making friends along the way, which is what the idea is, especially if you have any desire to run for president. She needs a few friends in the party. Sharon Engel also has the ability to raise a little do-re-mi. She raised $14 million in the quarter. There were a lot of people that got behind her despite some of her faux pas when she stumbled a little bit out of the gate. But now that she's neck and neck with Harry Reid, and there are people who absolutely, no matter what, want Reid out of there after 28 years, the Democratic senator's in trouble. So the Republican U.S. Senate candidate, Engel, raised $14 million between, check this out, July 1st and September 30th for her race against Reid in Nevada. Her total for the 3 months surpasses the fundraising of every other prominent candidate running for a Senate seat in November. That's crazy. So she surpassed all of them. Reid hasn't released his third quarter fundraising total, so we don't know what the comparison is there, but chances are she might have topped Harry Reid. I wouldn't be surprised by that. Speaking of Reid, this was a crazy story that broke. You know, you never know who's working for you, I guess, until you look at their financials. So, Chris Miller, who is the top energy aide for Senate Majority Leader Reid, doubled his $3,500 investment in stock of a renewable energy company in just 2 years. So the Wall Street Journal caught wind of it, did a big story on it, and one of Reid's spokespeople, Jim Manley, defended Miller. At first, he said he didn't have any role in creating tax incentives for renewable energy firms, that the stock rose for probably other reasons. But now they're changing their tune. In just a couple of days, Manley said, after he stuck up for him, that it showed poor judgment and that Senator Reid has made it very clear to Chris and all the staff that their actions must not only follow the law, but must meet the higher standards of the public has a right to expect from elected officials and their staffs. Yeah, whatever. At least 72 aides, both Republicans and Democrats, traded shares of companies their congressmen helped oversee, by the way, in 2008 and 2009. Shocker. It's the old, what's in it for me? And let's hope nobody finds out about it, because once somebody finds out about it, then it's a no-no. But if it's all hush-hush, then it's not such a big deal. So I don't think they were expecting that to come out, and Reid's aide really blew it for a few other people. Who's worse off in the pension category? They say Philadelphia, Chicago, and Boston, the worst of the worst. Very blue-collar cities. What happened was a report came out. It was a study by economists at Northwestern University and the University of Rochester. And according to this report, dubbed the Crisis in Local Government Pensions in the U.S., so frightening, the study looked at 77 of the largest municipal-defined pension plans, because there's all kinds of pension plans, which covered 2 million public employees and retirees, so about two-thirds of the nation's total. The liability of all the municipal retirement funds, $574 billion. Philadelphia, they say, is going to run out of money by 2015 to pay the pensions with what they have now on the books with the existing assets. Chicago and Boston by 2019. Chicago faces the highest individual burden for pension liabilities from seven retirement plans, amounting to $42,000 per household. New York City has the second highest per household burden, they would call it, just under $39,000. All I can say is good luck with that. Bummer, though, if your whole life, think about that, someone's whole life doing whatever it is that they do and anticipating, you know, working for this whatever municipality, anticipating that there is going to be this little pot of gold, and it is little, this little pot of gold waiting for them that they need to survive, because after all, Social Security is not even handing out the cost of a raise as far as the cost of living expenses, just saying, okay, well, we're not meeting that now. It's not going up, the cost of living. So your money stays where it is. We're not accounting for any kind of inflation tables here, in other words. So you're pretty much frozen out there, and then you're in trouble with the pensions. Yeah, it's not what it used to be. The gold watch days, in case anyone is confused about that, are so over. So over, 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 and then some. Eddie Long, we talked about him a lot. He fits into the category of we can count. Eddie Long is the controversial Georgia bishop, if you don't know his name, who's being sued now also for defaulting on a property loan in Georgia. A lawsuit that was filed earlier in the week at DeKalb County State Court in Atlanta is ordering Long and others to pay off the $1.9 million, as far as the debt is concerned, in 10 days, or be obligated to pay attorney's fees as well as the principal and the interest. So in other words, that's a whole lot of money. So what does this mean? This all centers around something that happened in August of 2007 when Long and two business partners were part of a group called West Indies Holding Company, and they bought a gym. Oh, don't they know that gyms can really tank? They can tank so quickly, depending on where you are and who's running what. Anyway, they're in trouble with this one. The four lawsuits accuse Long of using his power and influence within this Baptist church to lure young male church members into sexual relationships, as we know, because that's the other part of this. The suit alleges the relationships, which began when the men were in their teens, lasted over many months. Long, who is married, preaches all the time against homosexuality. He's done it for a very long time, and here he's in the middle of that, and now he's in the middle of this other litigation as far as the debt is concerned, and there's only two others attached to it, so his share is pretty hefty. And we don't know what's going to happen with the other charges, but let's just say it's not looking good for Bishop Long, who had the world by its tail because his congregation was growing and growing. He was doing the TV thing. He was starting to write books and all that kind of stuff. And now that's been stymied until everything is sorted out as far as the accusations and what happens if anything criminally happens. Right now, who knows at this point. Certainly the action on the gym will be pressed forward, and he may have to end up really digging into the coffers to shell out his share of the money on that defaulted loan. If you have any thoughts about the show, send them to me. So easy. Just go to americatonight.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
You will respect my authority.